Today's guest for our animal health update is Dr. Megan Niederwerter, Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. And Megan will be updating us on the new World Screwworm Fact Sheet. Dr. Niederwerter?
Thanks, Barb. Today we're going to be talking about a new fact sheet that the Swine Health Information Center just published in collaboration with several faculty members at Texas A&M University. The fact sheet can be found on the SHIC website, which is swinehealth.org, and it can be downloaded as a PDF as a resource. One of the things with New World Screwworm is that SHIC has really identified this as a potential emerging disease threat to not only swine, but also to other livestock species, and it can also affect humans and pets. New World Screwworm is a parasitic fly whose larvae feed on the living tissue of warm-blooded animals. And these larval infestations can occur in any broken or damaged skin and can rapidly progress to painful wounds that can cause serious injury or even death if left untreated. New World Screwworm was eradicated in the U.S. in the 1960s, other than a very small outbreak in Florida in 2016 and 2017. And we see that there has been an increased number of confirmed cases in Central America and Mexico, really starting in 2024, that has renewed the concerns about not only risk to swine health, but human safety, farm profitability, the ability for the fly to survive on swine farms, what would be the clinical signs, what should producers and veterinarians be looking out for. We put together the fact sheet to really provide that information as a one-stop shop for producers and veterinarians to reference. There's some really great resources on it for the image of the fly. So what does the specific fly look like? What are some biosecurity practices that producers can put in place to reduce the likelihood of the fly infestation on farm? What are the environmental and wound management practices that could be considered to, again, reduce these risks? And we really wanted to provide those images so that producers and veterinarians can be prepared as they inspect their animals and ensure that we're reducing any prevalence of wounds on farm to reduce the incidence of any risk of the New World Screwworm. So when we look at what clinical signs to evaluate on farm, we want to ensure that we're looking for signs of wounds that appear abnormal, maybe look like they have progressively worsened instead of appear to be healing, wounds that have the smell of rotting tissue. We also may see animals that have head shaking, biting, or licking at wounds. These animals may seem irritated or even have depressed behavior, reduced feed consumption. You may be able to see the visible larvae in and around the wound. And if left untreated, you can see mortality cases due to New World Screwworm within 7 to 14 days after infection. We also want to think about what would the fly risks be due to wounds that are created on farm. As we know that the New World Screwworm can deposit eggs in wounds as small as a tick bite or even an injection site secondary to a vaccination or medication administration. Really, any break in the skin should be considered as a risk factor. And so as we think about factors that may increase or have predisposition for wounds on swine farms, we have to think about piglet processing, such as ear notching or tagging, castration, tail docking, tattooing, or even needle teeth clipping, and inspection of those potential wounds, again, as risk factors. We also have to think about anything we can reduce with regards to wounds on sows and boards. Any umbilical sites in newborn piglets should be inspected. Any abrasions or reducing the risk from sharp or broken feeders. We want to ensure that we're reducing the likelihood of wounds on pigs, but also continuing to inspect those pigs on a day-to-day basis for any potential wounds. Some of the things that producers can be doing on farm right now is thinking about, Indoor housing really still does not eliminate the threat, although it reduces the threat of New World screwworm. If we look at these risk factors, we always want to keep an eye out on farm and ensure that any potential case is reported to our state and federal animal health officials for rapid identification and eradication.